If there's no objection, we will now dissolve into a committee of the whole, go down to the table and set the agenda for July 9th.
We need to take a couple things out of order. I think probably Islesboro first, because I don't know whether they're going back to the island tonight or not, but...
Shut the island down at a certain time.
Yeah, we figured. The request is that we join other communities and express concern about the project in Searsport on Mack Point. The resolution that was handed out to you tonight is similar. It's a little different than the one that was in the email from Steve Miller, that I saw, but I think it is essentially the same. So the question, there's nothing on the agenda, so the question for us is, do you wish to express concern or a desire to be kept informed or a desire to participate? I think those are the three. Lizzie?
I'd be happy to put this on the agenda.
Any questions, thoughts? I'm finishing reading it. It's pretty straightforward.
Mm-hmm.
You've all got it. Stuart, would you please add this? Will?
Question, actually, for Councilor Dixon.
Sure.
Are you proposing putting this in or just bringing forward your own?
No, I think we could put this in, and probably Stuart would Rocklandize it a little bit. You know, we might put it in our own format and, you know, maybe with some consultation with the folks who are here, just make sure we've got the language correct. But I think we're looking to express concerns, and I think one of the points that we might want to stress, Mr. Sylvester, would be that we're interested in seeing a safety study conducted before permitting proceeds, and hopes that all the people who are involved in the permitting process should be as informed as they can be before they make that decision.
There are, I think, three letters in the material that they emailed to us, which I think we've all seen these. And the one that I liked was the one from the Camden Select Board, because it expresses concerns in different areas, but it is worded in a way that I liked. It's,
we don't have to approve a letter. We just have to.
No, we just have to direct the city manager to write a letter. But we don't know a lot about his writing.
Who can read it?
Yeah. Kevin.
I was wondering if we might inquire, perhaps of Attorney Tucker, what the procedural posture is currently. My understanding is that there's an application pending before the Searsport Planning Board, and perhaps that would be the focus of
right? And I didn't realize she was an attorney.
I am.
I had no idea.
Maine District of Columbia in Florida. I have the whole East Coast covered. right now, there is an application that's 700 pages long that's pending in front of the Searsport Planning Board, but they have determined it is not yet complete. It was filed prior to the time that the fuel board permit from the Maine Fuel Board had been requested, and which it should have been requested before it was filed. And so they were provided 60 days from June 11th to get it complete. As of this week, Mr. Verrill has confirmed that they still have not applied for that permit, but they do have 60 days to get it done. And the point being that in order, ultimately, if you all ever wanted to weigh in and challenge a decision made by the planning board, you would first have to participate in whatever proceedings the Searsport Planning Board and Board of Appeals has.
Thank you. Good. So, Will, was that?
Did I ask something?
Yes. Any other questions? Larry.
I just wanted to, excuse me, clarify, I mean, obviously, one counselor can put anything on the agenda. They may choose. The information they got seems to have raised a variety of issues, and I wonder if we should discuss some what of these are of interest to us, whether they're all of interest to us or not. It wasn't clear to me on some of those. I can understand it, having read the Army Corps permit, the Army Corps environmental assessment, the response from Beryl Dana to the challenge of the DEP permit. I can understand if I was sitting in in Belfast or Stockton Springs, the immediate abutting towns, some unique issues. As we come farther afield, it becomes less obvious to me. So there are five. I mean, for example, Ms. Tucker just raised one issue, which is the question of challenging any decision Searsport wants. And I have a hard, standing requires that we identify a particularized impact to the infrastructure of the city of Rockland to challenge a permit. I don't see that. I mean, I'm not saying it's not there, but having read all that, I don't see that. So I wonder about, adding that language to that, or whether we want to look at alternative language for this.
Lizzie.
Thanks. I think that it's nicely worded here that what we're looking for is we're expressing concerns about public safety, and we're concerned that there does not appear to have been any safety study before these permits have been applied for. And simply what we are asking for is some input and a place at the table so that these particular concerns can be heard and can be hopefully, made heard so that the appropriate studies do get done and the appropriate information is furnished. I think that that's pretty clear.
That was that's why I referred to the Camden letter, because it's about the safety issues, and then mm-hmm. it goes on to speak about the use of the Gulf by the ships, which is of vital importance to our tourism,
right.
the jammers and the...
That's another thing I'm a little worried about, is if we're going to have these zones, where the ships are going to be moving in and out, I think that we'd like to be informed about, what is that really going to entail? How are we going to be affected? Is that going to affect our cruise ships who come in? Is that going to affect the, we'd just like some information. What's that really going to look like? I mean, when I heard that, I was kind of wondering how that might look.
Or just as a factual note, I mean, the Coast Guard for this region did review as a part of the Army Corps permit and did sign off on it. The Coast Guard has looked at that.
Well, the Coast Guard may have looked at it, but we haven't, and it's our harbor. So I'd kind of like to know a little bit more about it. We haven't been given any information about that, have we? Has anybody heard anything about that? Or
no?
I've only
seen what's coming through the people on Islesboro.
Right. So we haven't heard a thing about it.
And then tonight from Randy.
Right.
But I understand that we're a little further away, so we might speak a little more gently. But some of what's said in these letters is very well put. It isn't harsh. But it is questioning mm-hmm. a big project. Eric.
Without taking tonight's forum to debate the issue, I would just offer the following observation to perhaps maybe lend some support to having it on the agenda anyway. When Walmart considered having a super Walmart where the site of Home Depot is currently, at the time, during public comment, we heard from probably no less than 20 communities that surrounded us about the potential impact, either positive or negative, and MDOT didn't do a 21-mile traffic study, including all of Route 90 and then Route 1 from Warren to Rockport. So that's just a retail store, and this is something that potentially could be more significant environmentally. So I don't think it's unreasonable to at least debate the merits of making sure that we have some seat at the table to discuss what impact there might be regionally.
Okay. Okay, so Stuart, you will take the proposed resolution from them and Rocklandize it, and then check with, if Lizzie's going to sponsor it, check with Lizzie to make sure it's okay. Will?
Yes, I'd like to.
Sponsor. Lizzie's going to sponsor.
That's quite okay. That's quite okay. We'll share it tonight. I'm sure I'll find one or two more that I could. I do. I mean, first want to address Islesboro. What do you call yourselves from Islesboro?
Oh well, not
the island folk here tonight. Yes, in a little bit of jest. Obviously, as Councilor Hebert mentioned, this forum here isn't for debate, so that's why we try to get things moving along here. I will make a few different references. One of the reasons why I asked Councilor Dickerson if this was the forum that she was going to bring it forward is because I don't ever like to do that. I don't like templates, and I'll say to everybody here, if we're going to sponsor something, I want it from us. So don't take that as any disrespect for me asking. I want it to be completely from us as a whole. In that, what I see in here, too, is a few different reasonings for that, and that's why I asked you originally, is because down below it talks about and letters sent to all the rest of the communities. I wouldn't do that personally, and this is for debate and discussion next week. However, if we're going to have the whole entire week to bring up and potentially use our own, that's where my standing would be, and I'd say that right up front. This would be wholeheartedly from us. I do have another question, and I would urge all of you, it's a question actually for you, and maybe even a request, that what I have to assess in this personally is that you have to weigh pros and cons. Obviously, everything we've seen is cons. Not saying that's your position to present us with any pros. I would like to know, and I've done my own research, of course, if you have also thought of any pros, because the way that this is coming and the way that I see it is talking mainly about the potential fears and repercussions of a catastrophe. I like that, and I echo your sentiments where out of all the letters that we were sent from the communities forwarded by you, I do like Camden's the best as well. They were very straightforward to the point. It was about that concern. A lot of times, I won't use the word rhetoric, but I see a lot of the concerns only being completely negative. We have to, I think, weigh both sides. So if there is anything else further, no need for it tonight, but if you could reach out to myself, I'm asking you to, and obviously forward on to the rest of us, because my guess is this will take quite a bit of time next Monday. That's why as much as we can discuss between ourselves and get information in the meantime.
That's where I was meaning to go. With
greatly beneficial.
My original question was just to identify, are there points of this that we may want to delete or at least refine on our own to make it clear or what we're expecting?
I just want it to be our own. That's okay. What I was saying.
Thank you. That's fine. I understand how you want it to be our own if it's coming from us, but I also want to remind people listening and also all of us that our process permits any citizen to come forward and ask a councilor to put an item of action on our agenda, and they can word it however they want to word it. And if they can find a councilor to bring that forward and put it on the agenda, that person can either get to City Hall the Wednesday before the agenda setting meeting themselves, or else that person can give it to a counselor and ask the counselor to put it on. So there is that mechanism in place for citizens to have things added to the agenda.
Yes, Mr. Gilley.
I just wanted to, from our perspective, we would much prefer that any resolution letter that you would send would be wholly in your own language and emphasizing those subjects that are of most importance and relevance. That's what is the strength of the other letters, is they're each different. And so by the purpose of us giving that little paragraph is just to get you started. And after that, we really applaud the individuality and uniqueness of each town. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay.
So would this be Order 41?
This will be Order...
It's a resolve, isn't it?
Resolve 44.
Yeah. The resolve 44.
Resolve 44. Okay. So please talk to Stuart if you have individual concerns, or talk to Lizzie, who is going to sponsor it. We already know. Okay?
I just have one information request for the manager before we...
Yes.
There was a number of questions made about... Burdens to our public safety staff. Could you ask the fire chief to speak to that?
I will.
Yeah.
The other one, there's more than one, actually. We have an order number 40 about the upgrades, repairs, and replacement of equipment for the wastewater treatment plant that slipped by us last week when we were setting this agenda. And the city manager would like to ask Mr. Pinto to, this has more whereases than I.
We don't have an order on this item?
Yeah.
Because we got two from the Lobster Fest.
That's my suggestion.
Thank you all very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming over.
We want to go swim back while it's still light.